We've got lots to talk about, but what if these aliens are here? Where are they, and what are they doing?
Well, I haven't the faintest idea. Some people have suggested that there is a kind of liaison going on. I personally think it's highly likely. There's no question in my mind that the United States authorities have acquired a number of extraterrestrial vehicles since the late 1940s.
UFOs.
UFOs. There have been some accidents, crashes, debris has been found, but also some craft have been found in remarkably good condition. I have spoken with a physicist who was working on one of these recovered craft. His clearance level, to give you some idea of the level of secrecy, was 38 levels above top secret. All he knew about was the propulsion system. That was what his speciality was. He also witnessed this craft being test flown within a limited range at a highly secret test site in the Nevada desert. These claims would seem outrageous were it not for the fact that we now have clear evidence from at least two former intelligence chiefs, including Admiral Bobby Ray Inman, who is a former director of the National Security Agency, as well as a deputy director of the CIA. In addition, Rear Admiral Sumner Shapiro has confirmed that the United States authorities have actually acquired extraterrestrial vehicles. This information was given to a good friend of mine and colleague, Mr. Bob Exler, who is a former NASA mission specialist. He had these extraordinary conversations with these people, one of which we have on tape. We were warned by Admiral Inman's executive assistant that any public disclosure of the information that he had acquired from these people would be in violation of American national secrecy laws. I decided to push ahead, together with my publisher, Century, obviously, after legal advice, to call their bluff, because although they are threatening charges under official secrecy laws in the States, at the same time there is a plan, and I know this to be a fact because I have personally been involved with it to a limited extent. It's known as the Cosmic Journey Project. This is a plan by the United States government, together with NASA and Rockwell International, to have a huge international exhibition of the past, present and future space program.
That hasn't yet gone ahead.
It was due to go ahead last year, but this is going to feature an actual extraterrestrial craft and or a body. Now this information, again, sounds absolutely ridiculous, but it has been confirmed for me by a number of people, including Bob Exler, who spoke with a number of the astronauts who are connected with this project, and I've mentioned their names in my book. He also spoke with a general at the Pentagon who indicated that they had a number of vehicles and bodies to choose from. Their main concern was public perception. How is the public going to react?
Well, this is it. It's a lot for us to take.
That is what they're concerned about.
It is a hell of a lot for us to take, isn't it? If this is true, and there's certain evidence that something shady is going on here, there's a cover-up about something, that is very clear. But it's absolutely astounding.
Of course it is.
Why? I'm going to play a record in a second. These aliens, if they have been coming here for thousands of years, and if we have, as governments, known about it since the war, why are they coming here? Are they tourists? Are they examining us? Are they coming here to help us? What's the short answer to that for a play record?
Well, to take the last point, I have no idea why they're coming here. I think there could be many reasons. There could be different species. Some of them may well have a vested interest in what we're doing on this planet. Some of them may even have seeded life on this planet. Who knows? That's one possibility I take very seriously. But to go back to the first part of your question, when you say governments have been covering up, very few people actually in governments know what is going on, because this information is so compartmented that even I very much doubt that anyone in the cabinet in the Her Majesty's government has the slightest idea that all these things are going on. It's only within the intelligence community.